My name is Joe Curry for Davin's Den. Millions of people fall prey on internet scammers every year. Among those are the romance scammers who promise relationships and love, but instead take their money, their heart, and sometimes their lives. These scammers have contacted Davin, Pip, and myself for the same reasons, but we scam them back. So join us for Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. In this next Davin's Den Scams the Scammers, Davin grills his scammer Belinda. So listen and enjoy.
She goes, I like you at first, but now I love you. No, she loved you at first.
Yeah, well, that's what she said.
She loved you at first. Well, to know, he used to love me.
Well, the other thing is, though, I mean, if we're to believe, if we were to pretend to believe that she has really, she was scamming him and now she's come clean, yeah, that she was scamming him then, but she's saying real her liked him and now loves him. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, I responded to that. I said, you told me you loved me when we first met. It's like a game show. Hey, what bad? Tell everybody's what. I go, you created an email with our names in it. Was that just to make sure you could keep track of the guys you were talking with
and
at the time?
And the name,
oh, yeah.
Yeah, and the name was Agnes Love Davin.
Love Davin.
That
was
the name. She's great. Which I endorse for everybody.
Yeah.
To put your name with Loves Davin. With Love Davin. She goes, Chase loves Davin. Really does. It's probably a site
yes,
on there.
Yes, they do.
Go on the home page and alone, like, Chase loves Davin.
Sitting in a tree.
She goes, I want us to have the passion, love, and fun we have in our relationship. That is how I expect this to be. I go, why did you lie to me for Mavis?
That was kind of a whiplash moment. What?
Why did you lie to me for Mavis?
Well, you're going to wear the drawers down on that one.
And then I said, I want that as well, for what she responded.
Yeah.
She goes, oh, no, I want us to have something we could share. I didn't lie to you for Mavis. I go, we were not sharing anything.
So we're sharing Mavis?
We're sharing something with Agnes? I put a frowny face. Yes, you did. You told me she was a childhood friend, so I would set her up. You told me she did not know Facebook when she has profiles all over Facebook. When did you reveal Belinda to Mavis? I'm sorry, but with my ever-increasing sobriety comes clarity.
My ever-increasing sobriety.
Yeah, sure.
It is all rushing back to me now, like a tidal wave.
Of beer. No, wait.
She goes, oh, okay, that was part of the Agnes story. I go, that is part of the Agnes-Mavis story. Were you two working together to fool men? She goes, hon, our lights are off. In case I go, it's phones and batteries.
Oh, that's great.
That's
great.
Oh, but the lights are out again.
Oh, that's great. Always at the right time for her.
Yes.
She goes, of course not. I go, okay, do not say of course not. There are similarities. When did you tell Mavis you were Belinda? She goes, when you asked me to send her the message, that's when I told her. I go, and now you and I have a problem. Sad face.
Yeah.
She goes, what problem is that? A lie. A big old lie. I think I'm just about done with this.
Oh, wow.
She goes, what are you talking about? I go, well, I've already won the bet. There's really no more to continue. I'm kidding.
Oh, okay. I just looked at her like, what? What?
This is in February.
I know.
She goes, what are you talking about? I go, there are Facebook profiles with pictures Mavis used as one of her profiles with the name Belinda profile, and they date back to before January. You really do think I'm an idiot, don't you? Not you. Asking.
Quiet.
Then I go, you there? Because there was a long pause. She goes, I have nothing to do with it, I promise you. I don't think you are an idiot. Then how did Mavis get your information way back in November?
Well, you're being relentless.
Yeah. Don't tell me you do not know. Something is going on, and I swear to God, I will cut you out of my life and cut her out of Richard's life.
Wow.
Ooh.
She goes, I was friends with her during that time, so I guess that's how she got it. How? Nobody knew who you were, supposedly. She goes, there are multiple profiles with Agnes, Belinda, Mavis, all interchangeable. Is she a scammer? Damn it, Belinda, it's just too much. How could I ever trust you? Put yourself in my position.
Missionary. No, the thing is, it would be so upsetting if this was real that you...
Oh, it's real, baby.
that you keep going, but you know what? You're only telling me like half the story every time I talk to you. You're not telling me there are inconsistencies and you're just never really ironing it out. And if you really wanted us to be together and you really wanted to come clean with me, come clean about everything.
Yeah.
Why is it piecemeal? That would be like crazy making.
And I would start reviewing, if I was her, I would start reviewing notes.
And deleting Facebook profiles.
And deleting Facebook profiles. You know, I'd start reviewing notes and get the backstory that you created pretty much down.
Get it straight.
This
exactly.
way you can start rattling off.
As we've already surmised, though, it might not all be her backstory.
Right.
You know, I've gotten sold or at least traded to somebody else on the team.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah, you did.
But yeah.
Yeah, you did.
You did.
Well, I mean, Jonathan feels that way now. He's going back over the audio.
When you hear, you feel like, you know, you're getting, you know, traded to somebody else.
The writing was completely different.
Yeah. You know, and, and it's, oh, God, I'm sorry. I'm so tired. like I said, you know, usually you want to, if you're getting, you know, called on the call, it's like if there's something with the show.
Yeah.
And Davin emails us, this, that, and the other thing, blah, 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 and I'll get in touch with you, like, tomorrow or something like that. Well, why? Because I want to review it, and I want to think, and I want to get back, because if you start asking me questions, I want to start rattling off answers.
Right.
Where that correlates to this is if you know that he's, you know, every time, blah, blah, why is this, why is that, I better look at the backstory and get prepared to start rattling off answers.
Yes.
You know?
Yes. It's like at work when you prepare for a meeting.
Right.
You know that especially the guy that you're dealing with is going to want facts, figures, numbers, you know the history. So you can say it off the top of your head. Review your damn notes.
Right. It's like a meeting or if you have a conference call.
Yeah.
You want to sit there and you need to rattle off answers.
Yeah, you can't be flipping through your notes going, you know.
She goes, I know this is difficult, but just give the benefit of the doubt and you will see I'm telling you the truth. I think she's the one causing us all these problems, but I know what I did in the past is what is haunting me now.
Or, you know, that's not has no clue this is a scam.
Right.
Or even just asked it to see if it was, but somebody in love, not like, you know, him not knowing this. As soon as she wrote haunted, you know, and this has been haunting me ever since, a lot of people would leave it right there. Oh, okay. I just want to make sure that you know, that my feelings were hurt.
Yeah.
You're not doing that. You're just, that's nice, whatever. Why did you do, you know? This is the difference about somebody being scammed and us.
For more Davin's Den scams the scammers, search for Davin's Den on iHeartRadio.